Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show on this finally Friday. It's March 3rd. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know what? We have not done check-ins all week long. Let's talk about some of the people that are checking in. Now, if you want to check in, we see them every morning. All you got to do is either tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or you can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Checking in this morning on the text line, we have Rick, Diane, and Sarah. Jan is listening. Sandell, the Texas Moore family. Brian S. is listening this morning. We have Amy. We have Liz. Carrie is listening this morning. Renee, Karen is listening this morning. And then also checking in on our on Twitter. Let's go to that here. Where is Twitter? Oh, we have Melody's checking in this morning. Dawn, Mike, Cassie is listening. So is Andrew. So thank you for that. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Solid lineup of check-ins as we enter the weekend. You got a busy one this weekend. When is everything start for you out at the track this weekend?
It starts this afternoon. I'll be out there all weekend long. I'm doing trackside reporting for NASCAR and for the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So yeah, I'll be out there this afternoon and for a few hours, and then I head back tomorrow for the Xfinity race, and then Sunday is the big one. We have the big Penske 400. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a busy weekend for me, for sure. How about you?
It's a fun weekend. Let's see here. A bunch of car stuff for me. Not NASCAR, but car stuff tomorrow. Filming some car stuff early tomorrow morning. And then there is a big car show that I'm going to tomorrow afternoon. And we normally do like our dinner. We go out for dinner on Friday night. But since I have to get up early tomorrow morning, Laura's got to get out to the barn early, we're going to do our dinner on Saturday night. So it's going to be a full day Saturday, but looking forward to the weekend. I'm ready for it.
Ready for it for sure. And yeah, if you're out and about this weekend, the weather is going to be much nicer than what we had this week. I mean, it's still a little chilly out there, but there's no rain or snow in the forecast, which is a good thing, I think.
Oh, my gosh. God bless it. And you pointed this out earlier this week, and I just kind of really noticed it driving in this morning. The fact that it's starting to get a light out earlier, yeah. I'm just all about it. And last night, I went to the gym a little bit on the later side, but I left the gym about 5:45, and it's still light out. And I didn't feel like I had to rush home because it was dark out. I'm a fan of the weather change getting warmer and it being light out later and earlier as well.
Spring is coming. And with that, I don't want to, like, you know, it's rain on your parade or anything, but that also means we're going to be springing forward here, which will hopefully be the last time we ever have to do this, because I guess there's some bill in Congress, the president has to approve it, but it's quite possible that this might be the last time. Fingers crossed. But yeah, we're going to spring forward here in a couple of weeks.
Is it coming up in a couple of weeks?
I think it's on, I just looked at it last night. What date was it? I think it's on the 11th to the 12th. Yeah.
Well, that's in a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep that in mind, party people.
Oh, so wait. So then right now it'll be what? 6:33.
No. Yes. Yes. We're going to lose the hour.
So enjoying this. The sun's coming up early. It feels good driving to work. It's going to go back to being dark. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So enjoy it while you can for the next week there.
Everything else good in your world? Is a nice Thursday for you?
Yeah. It was a good day yesterday. I went to this place. It's called Happy Fast Delicious. You may have seen it before. It's on Sahara and Decatur. It's a purple and yellow building.
Sahara and Decatur. Happy and Delicious?
Happy Fast Delicious. It's a coffee place.
Okay.
It's like coffee and like energy drink and like cold drink place. And so we went. I went there yesterday with one of our coworkers, and I created two drinks, and it was just so fun. Like, I felt like a scientist. I'm like, well, I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I created a cold drink and a hot drink. And the concept is really kind of cool, because they'll post your drink on their website and other people can order your drink. And when someone orders your drink, you get a text message like, someone ordered your drink.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, anyone can create a drink. If there's a drink you like and you want them to put it on their menu, they'll put it on their menu. And then when someone orders it, boom, you get a text message like, someone ordered the whatever you call your drink. It's a cool concept. And we had so much fun there making drinks and trying to perfect them. It was a lot of fun.
But that's kind of like the gimmick of like, okay, I want coffee and I want two shots of espresso and a splash of almond milk and call that the Mercedes. Is that what it's like?
Yeah, but I created something different because I wanted to make sure that it was caffeinated. Mm-hmm. And I know not everyone likes plain. So I wanted it a little sweet, but not too sweet. And that was like the fine line. It's like, okay, I'm going to just go with two pumps instead of the normal four. And it was just delicious. And yeah, it was so much fun. And the whole thing is, you order it online or on their app, and then it's ready for you when you go there. You just drive up to this window and they open the window and they're like, here you go. And then you're off. Like, you already paid. It's cashless. It was just a really
cool
concept. So yeah, that was fun yesterday. So I'm hoping I get some texts that my drink was ordered today.
Well, I'll go there to get the, whatever you call it, the Mercedes, the Martinez, whatever it's called.
There's the Mercedes caramel cookie. Mm-hmm. And I actually had you in mind on that, because I know you like your caramel macchiato. And I was like, you know what? We're going to go with the caramel cookie. It's got like, two pumps of caramel, and it's got a cookie butter cold foam on top of it with a little caramel drizzle.
It's
really good. I'll buy you one.
Please. Yeah. Caramel venti frappuccinos, my drink. And I had that at Starbucks yesterday. It was so good.
I want you to try see if you like mine. It's a hot one though. But my cold one, I made a BTS Army themed drink. It's called Mercedes Army Refresher, and it's purple, and it's so good. And
I'm going to go there this weekend. I'm going to go out of my way. Saharan Decatur?
Yeah.
I'll be heading up that way Saturday afternoon.
Building. Yeah, you
okay.
Got to just stop by. You don't have to get my drink, but...
No, I'm going to get your drink, so I want you to get the text message. I want you to get the text message.
I'll text you as soon as I get it. Well, I don't know if they'll tell me it was you that got it, but if I get one, I'll text you. I'll be like, did you order my drink?
If my timing is right, I'll be in that area about 12:30, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
So when you get that text message around 12:30, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that's me.
Awesome. I can't wait to see
it.
I got one person drinking my drink. Yes. All right. Well, let's get things going. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Sweat by Inner Song? Girl, I want to make you sweat. Inner Circle, rather. I don't know why it says song on my paper. Do you want to hear The Impression That I Get by Mighty Mighty Boss Tones? Do you want to hear Listen to Your Heart by DHT?
Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do.
Those are your choices. You can tweet us with your vote at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Coming up.
You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we have the Daily Dirt.
Viral marketing can be a good idea or it can backfire. I need you to be the judge on what happened. Details coming up here in 5 minutes.
And the votes are in. Listen to Your Heart by DHT is a pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music, you pick it, we play it.
Awesome.
It's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick 'em. Mix 94.1.
Goodbye.
All the rumors are true, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt. on Mix 94.1.
Ticketmaster has experienced epic fail after epic fail, from Taylor Swift to Bad Bunny to now Suga of BTS. We hit this late in the show yesterday, but Ticketmaster suspended ticket sales for Suga from BTS due to high demand during the first pre-sale round. Ticketmaster previously warned fans that the demand exceeded the number of available tickets and that all tickets would be released during the first round of pre-sale. You didn't get any chance, right?
I didn't get anything. I had nothing. I was waitlisted. I made my husband sign up. He was waitlisted. My daughter signed up. She was waitlisted. We were all waitlisted.
And nothing.
Nothing.
They got to fix this. So I don't know. I understand the demand is high, but you got to give it. Don't you think everyone's got a fair shot of buying tickets to a concert?
I'm telling you, I still blame it on the bots. I blame it on the bots. I feel like they figure out how to get around all this stuff. I really do. And don't get me wrong. I know that there's a huge fan base that you're competing against also, which is a major part of it. But all these tickets wind up back on the resale market. So it's like, gosh, we can't. This is why we can't have nice things. Like, why do we do this? It's just rude.
And you talk about the resale market. I looked it up. StubHub, so May 10th, Kia Forum. That's the closest that Sugar will be to Las Vegas as of now. Upper level. So we're talking in the building. Last row starts at $262. If you want GA down on the floor, that starts at $900. And if you want to sit near the stage, $2,000 a ticket.
Yeah. I'll just watch the clips on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
As usual.
What do you think of this? When it comes to viral marketing, so Paramount hired a guy to promote Scream 6 by hanging around Sonoma Plaza in California dressed as the killer Ghostface. There's this dude dressed like Ghostface just standing there. People didn't know he was being paid or was part of a movie promotion, so they all called 911, and the police had to show up and figure out what was going on. The studio, and by the way, they chose an interesting spot. So scenes from the original Scream were filmed in that area back in 1996, and Scream 6 is set to hit theaters next Friday. But do you think it's a smart viral marketing move, or like, maybe we should have thought about that one?
I don't know. You really got to put some thought into some of these things, don't you think?
Yeah, especially something like that, with the scaredy character just standing out there in the open like that.
That's not going to go over very well.
No. So we talked about NASCAR in town this weekend. Lots going on. First off, you got Big League Weekend taking place this weekend, and then you have NASCAR. You have the Truck Series tonight, the Xfinity Series tomorrow night, and then the big Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. NASCAR champion, or defending champion, Joey Logano was on the show this week. Here's part of our chat with Joey.
Is there someone that you look at as like your BFF on that racetrack, that someone that you know you can always depend on?
No.
No. The silence, I was like, oh, we must have got cut off. And then he's like, no.
Nope, not at all. That's going to be, I'm excited because, A, you're going to be out there covering the whole thing. And after that, our chat with Joey, I'm really excited about watching some of the race on Sunday.
Yeah, I would really keep an eye on Joey v. Kyle Busch. There's tension there. There's not great blood. And so those are two of the best drivers on the circuit right now. It could get interesting. I'm excited.
It's going to be a big weekend here in Las Vegas. We'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour right around 7:15.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1793.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, March 3rd, 6:01. Thank you guys for joining us as we get ready to kick off the weekend. How you doing this morning?
I spent the last two songs searching the Happy Facet Delicious website and app for all these cool coffee drinks they have.
Oh, yeah. I was telling JC earlier, I created two coffee drinks at Happy Fast Delicious. We have one location, but they're in San Diego. I don't know if you ever saw them there, Steph. They're in San Diego, and they're building, I think they're going to Denver and a couple others. But I was telling my daughter, Sophie came back home last night.
And
nice. Yeah, I was telling her about it. She goes, they have those in San Diego. I've seen those before. And so, yeah, I was kind of laughing about it. Did you find anything you liked?
Well, you said you were the coworker. Was it Venus by chance?
No, it was not.
Oh, because there's a drink by Venus, the Sit with Venus Seltzer. I thought that was maybe Venus, our coworker.
No.
One of our other coworkers has a drink on there as well. And so I don't think it's been updated in the past 24 hours. I wanted to find your drink.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get updated till today. But you can still ask for it.
Oh, I will. Don't worry, I will. I got the app downloaded and everything. I'm so excited to try the Mercedes. That's good stuff. stuff.
It's yeah, it was the little things, but you can make your own when you go there too, you know.
Perfect. Yeah,
you don't have to just go with mine.
Coffee and dump some Red Bull and see what happens. Sounds disgusting. Yeah, but that'll be the JC.
they do have energy drinks there too. When I was making my BTS one, they're like, do you want to make it with seltzer or with energy drink? And I was like, against my better judgment, or I'll go with seltzer.
Yes.
I don't want to be like completely wired. I'm having the coffee one after all.
No, this is exciting. So Sophie's here for spring break. She got in last night. Spring break, normally a week off. Is she just going to chill and relax? Is going to hang out with family? Does she have anything planned for her spring break?
She's going to hang out for the beginning of it. And then we're going to go back with her next weekend and take her back and then hang out in San Diego for a couple of days and just do that thing. But she was really happy to get home. She texted me. She's like, my professor canceled my last class. I could have got on an earlier flight. And I was like, oh man. I'm like, well, why don't you just go to the airport and see if you can just jump on, you know, because Southwest has a bunch of flights between here and San Diego. She's like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do it. So she goes to the airport and there's a flight that's about an hour before her schedule, an hour and a half before her scheduled flight. And she goes up and they're like, yeah, we can get you on. It's an extra $6 or difference in the ticket. And she's like, that's fine. And then she had boarding group number A32. And she was so psyched about that. She gets her ticket for the new flight. It's C something.
Oh, the last one.
C like 30 something. And she's like, oh, she's like, what? There's not going to be any room to put my carry on. They're going to check in my luggage. Oh my gosh. So she was all upset texting me like, what do I do? And I'm like, you're going to be fine. Everything goes your way. Everything is going to happen. That is positive. Don't you worry. So she got on, she found space for her carry on, but she says, I'm in the third row from the back. And I was like, hey, you made it on. You know?
Yeah, you're getting home.
Here's the true test. Are you in a middle seat? She goes, actually, no. And I was like, well, there you go. It is a good day.
Have you ever been in that situation where you're like one of the last ones getting on a Southwest flight and you're walking down, you're just looking, you know, there's like two seats. They tell you, oh, there's a couple seats. And you're trying to find those empty seats. It happened to me once. And I remember I was flying back from Pennsylvania, went home to visit my family. And I was just late to the airport, rushing to the gate, got there. I think I was the last person to get on the plane. Literally work. I know there's a seat, but looking and no one's like, hey, it's back here. You got to hunt for that open seat. And I got to the back. Kind of same thing as Sophie. I felt like it was third or fourth from the back, middle seats. I'm sitting there in the middle. And then we get about 45 minutes into the flight. The two people start talking to each other. I'm like, what? It was a husband and wife.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
But I guess she liked the window. He liked the aisle. And there I was in between the two. It's like, okay.
That's so awkward. So they're probably sitting there talking and you're like right in the middle of everything.
Oh, yeah. But you guys good? I can take the aisle. The guy's like, no, I like the aisle. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll just sit here in the middle seat.
We're just going to sit here and talk over you while we enjoy our aisle and window seat.
Well, here we go into the weekend. The weekend is here and we're ending the week with a bang here on the show. Tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown. We're talking four tickets. That happens at 7:40. Don't forget those tickets for you to go see Katy Perry. Those are in the 8 o'clock hour. We have that early edition of Heads Up happening here in about 15 minutes. When you win it, tickets to go see comedian Jeff Ross. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, the teaser trailer for a new movie about a famous Disney attraction is out. Why a song that is 11 years old just set a streaming record. And this fast food item is coming back for a limited time. Are you going to grab one? It's coming up next in What's Trending.
We're probably trending already.
We're trending now.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Haunted Mansion is trending this morning. It is a star-studded cast in the teaser trailer for Disney's Haunted Mansion, which was just released yesterday. The movie was inspired by Disney's attraction of the same name, and it tells the story of a young woman who's played by Rosario Dawson, who moves into the haunted manor with her son. And they soon realize that there are some house guests that they didn't expect, so they call in a team to help them. Here's a trailer from the movie.
Other more powerful entities may come through.
Not on our watch.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Seriously?
Yeah. They're already dead. Yeah.
They're gonna be deader.
Okay.
The movie also stars Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito, Dan Levy, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Jared Leto. So it looks really good. The trailer's really funny.
Yeah, it's a huge cast, too.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And that's one of my favorite rides at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I love that ride. It's a fun one. Have you been on Haunted Mansion before?
I had to at some point. Please tell me I have.
I don't know. And then also trending this morning is Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj. So this is kind of funny. Their song, Beauty and the Beat, which came out 11 years ago, just recorded its biggest streaming day of all time on Spotify. How is this possible? Now, if you're unfamiliar with the song, let's play just a clip of that.
All I need is a beauty and a beat.
Do you remember this song?
Kind of, yeah.
The sudden popularity of the song is being attributed to the drama between Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Oh, gosh.
So what does the song have to do with that? Well, in it, Nicki, her rap is about Selena and Justin's relationship at the time. Here's the Nicki line. Gotta keep an eye out for Selena. That's what everyone is saying. It's like, yep, this is coming from all her fans who are reminding and trying to send a message that we got to keep an eye on Selena. According to a chart data, Beauty and the Beast amassed 485,000 streaming units last March or on March 2nd. So it's just been crazy for it.
And it's all going back to this feud.
Yeah. Can you believe it? It's really turning into a huge thing.
It really is. It's snowballing here.
I saw a TikTok of all the celebrities that have unfollowed Hailey Bieber because of
it. Oh, come on now. Really?
And there were tons. I couldn't believe it. So many big name celebrities showing solidarity with Selena have unfollowed Hailey.
And this is because, if you're not following along, because Hailey is stealing her stuff, like kind of copying her on social media.
No. It's because Selena posted a TikTok. And she was showing how her brows got like super laminated or something. She's like, is this normal? And it was just like a funny thing showing her brows look kind of crazy. So soon after that, Kylie Jenner and Hailey Bieber posted their own TikToks, like kind of mocking it, like
poking fun of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that kind of started it all. Then people started going back and like, well, Hailey copies her. It's ridiculous, but it's really turned into a thing.
So, and celebrities, do you follow Hailey Bieber?
I don't. I never have.
Okay. Are you going to follow her just to unfollow her?
No. I wish I would have saved that TikTok. Celebrities that unfollowed Hailey Bieber. I don't know if there's an article about it, but it was. I remember watching it, and I was just like, wow, that. Okay. These are all the celebrities who have. Okay. There's literally an article about this. Miley Cyrus unfollowed her. Let's see here. Who else? It says that J-Lo unfollowed her. Jenna Ortega. Olivia Wilde. A bunch of celebrities are like, you're out of here.
No one here at Mix 94.1 follows her.
Yeah, I probably
We're clear.
Won't.
We're clear.
And then finally this morning, KFC is trending. Maybe you remember this. I think I remember this. I never had one. They just announced that they're bringing back their infamous Double Down sandwich. For the first time in almost a decade, it's the one with two fried chicken patties instead of buns. There's no bread, just a chicken patty, bacon, cheese, sauce, and then another chicken patty on top. It debuted back in 2010 after they announced it on April Fool's Day. And so everyone thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. It was actually very real. It's 950 calories, or almost twice as many as a Big Mac. They brought it back for a few weeks in 2014, but haven't sold it in the U.S. since then. So it's been about 9 years. It'll hit their menu next Monday as a limited time only thing again. It's going to be around for 1 month. This time, if you want to try it, Sounds like a lot, but we'll see. That's what's trending.
Here we go. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, which is a blast, but you're playing for a really fun prize.
We have tickets to see the Roast Master, Jeff Ross. He's going to be at M Resort Spa Casino on March 11th. Your tickets right now for caller 20. You get to pick your partner on this. We have your category. The category is Pokemon. I just want to let you know, it doesn't have anything to do with Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
And you'll understand when you call in. So, because I know a lot of people are like probably saying, "Oh, I don't know anything about Pokemon. I'm not going to call." It's a different category. I'll explain when you call in. But caller 20, you are going to play for these tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Tracy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Good morning, I sure am. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Let's make it a really good Friday by getting you these tickets to see Jeff Ross at the M Resort Spa and Casino. Your category this morning is Pokemon. Now, Pokemon Day was on Monday, so these are all famous cartoons, okay?
Okay.
Famous cartoons. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes, I'll take you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tracy, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct. You're going to go see comedian Jeff Ross. You start now.
Okay, these are three female children. Buttercup, Bubbles, and Blossom, I believe, are their names.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, pass. He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob.
Yes. This is a fire. You're so dumb. It was on MTV.
I'll pass.
I'm gonna pass on this one. It was Velma. It was Fred, Daphne, and this dog.
Scooby-Doo.
Yes. This is the show that's based in the cartoon based in Colorado with Cartman and Kyle, and it's kind of.
Oh gosh, I can't come up with the name. Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
This is the cartoon where Jimmy. He has the two people that watch over him.
Jimmy Neutron.
10 seconds.
No. Pass that.
Let's
do Angelica, Tommy Pickles, Phil and Lil.
Time.
These commercials or these cartoons were so hard. It wasn't like your Snoopy or Alvin and the Chipmunks or anything like that.
Right.
I'm so sorry, Tracy. Hang on the line here. Let's try to get you a consolation gift. Powerpuff Girls, Beavis and Butthead.
So, I loved your Beavis and Butthead, by the way. It was really good.
Was terrible.
No, it was spot on. I felt like I was watching MTV.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets to see Jeff Ross when he comes to M Resort Spa Casino on March 11th. 702-364-9400. Finally, Friday. So happy. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Earlier, we were talking about how next weekend is daylight saving time and we're going to have to jump ahead and lose that hour. But it sounds like your wife is practicing for that.
Yeah, this is so bizarre. So she got an upgrade to the latest iPhone. I don't know what it is. Is it the 14?
14. Yeah.
About a month or so ago, and super excited to get it. But there's a glitch in it, and she's going to make an appointment to take it back to the Apple store to figure out what's going on because she can't figure it out herself, and I can't figure it out either. It just randomly jumps ahead an hour. Out of nowhere, it'll just jump ahead an hour, and it's starting to mess with her. She noticed it a couple weeks ago, readjusted the time, and then it was fine, but it was over the weekend. It was Sunday, and she kind of comes back. I'm in the kitchen doing some work. She's in her office and kind of comes out in a panic thinking it's almost 5 o'clock, and she's like, oh my gosh, there's so much still to do. It's 5 o'clock. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's 4 o'clock. Her phone had jumped ahead. She didn't realize it. And then on Thursday, it jumped ahead. She didn't realize it, and she's heading out the house. She's going to Pilates. She calls me about 15 minutes later. She's like, my phone jumped ahead an hour. I'm here an hour early. I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know why it's happening, but technology is doing her dirty right now by jumping her phone ahead 1 hour at random times.
I don't know why, but I kind of feel like either way that it could go, that's the best way. At least she's early for things
yes.
and not an hour late for things. So that's good, but that's a weird thing. Tech is so touchy. If it's going well, it is really helping you out. It is amazing. But if there's a glitch of some sort, Man, it can just mess you up. My daughter got the new iPhone also, and her issue with it is whenever she tries to take a picture with the portrait mode on, there's this big black dot in the center. It's like, you turn it off, it's gone. So I'm like, did you clean your phone? And she's like, it's not. Yes, I've cleaned it several times. It's only when I do portrait mode. There's a big giant black spot in the middle. So she has to take hers back to the Apple store too and figure out what the heck is going on.
They can go together. Do a nice little appointment this weekend. They're two for one. Yeah, it's so funny. If there's a little glitch out, just kind of, you know, it gets at you. And the Sunday thing, you're exactly right. Because if you were behind an hour, that would stink. So like Sunday night, when she came out of her office kind of in a panic, thinking through it was 5 o'clock, she still had more work to do. But it was like, no, it's only 4 o'clock. It's like, ah.
There's that sense of relief.
Yeah. But when you get to a place an hour early, and then it kind of worked out in our favor because she did come back to the house, but she stopped at the grocery store and got some stuff. And instead of doing takeout last night, we ended up making dinner last night. So far things are working in our favor, but still you want to get that fixed.
What'll be funny is if on daylight savings, if the regular clock goes ahead and then it goes ahead again, and then she's like 2 hours, it's 6 o'clock and she's supposed to be somewhere at 8 o'clock. What's going
on? She's like, where am I? What is going on right now? I can't handle this.
Oh, I know. Tech is touchy. Like I said, it's gonna take over the world. It's definitely gonna take over the world if it hasn't already.
Oh, and did you ever find your AirPods?
I did. They were in my purse the entire time.
What? Really?
It was so weird. I swear I went through my purse several times. I couldn't find them, and I kept hitting the find my to make a noise. And then I was sitting here and I heard a. And I'm looking around. I'm like, what the heck is that? So I open my purse. And then they're like, I find them. I'm just like, why did
they're right there?
Why did find my? There's the glitch. Why did find my say that they're missing? They were not. They were there the entire time. So.
They're at arm's reach from you. It says they're missing. We've got the hot three coming up next. What do you have for us?
Okay, we're going to talk about how we're cutting out our social events and dating because of this. Also, where can you get the country's healthiest cheeseburger? They just did a study on this. The answer may surprise you. We'll tell you what it is. And what is the weirdest law in all 50 states? Do you know what ours is? I don't think it's that weird, but some of the other ones sure are. We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so as inflation rises, the cost of living is becoming much more demanding for people, and some are searching for ways to earn supplemental income or at least cut back on spending. And a new study reveals 61% of people say that the current economic climate is negatively impacting their mental well-being. Another 41% say that they're looking for new ways to make money, and many are changing how they manage their money. 21% say they're actually turning down wedding invitations, birthdays, even dates in order to save some money. 50% say they're just going out less to pinch pennies. Now, it's when shopping, 41%, they use coupons, they look for discounts, and people are even passing up on things like their monthly gym memberships and group fitness in order to cut back on spending. Some people claim that they're getting a hold on their finances for the first time in their lives, and 1 in 5 are actually creating a budget in order to take care of their future.
So kind of a bright thing coming out here, watching your finances, watching your spending. We had something where our American Express cards were just completely compromised, like we had to get new ones, and didn't realize some of the stuff that I was being charged. And it's on me for not catching this. And one was a gym membership for Laura at a gym she wasn't going to anymore. I'm like, wait, why are we still getting charged for this? I didn't realize it was just an auto charge that I didn't pick up on was coming through.
Oh, my gosh.
And because of that, I was able like, okay, my gosh, why has this been going on? So we stopped and everything's good now. But I'm like, I didn't even realize we were doing that.
Yeah, you have to really keep an eye on that stuff. My husband gets so annoyed with me because I actually set up our credit cards to alert me if there's been a purchase made where the card wasn't present. So like any online purchases or anything like that. And it's always something that they purchase. So I'll randomly text him and I'll get a notification like your credit card was used at Target. And I'll text him. I'm like, did you just buy something on Target.com? And he's like, yeah, why? I'm like, okay, I just got the alert. Want to make sure it was you. And I think he thinks I'm watching him, but I'm not. I just get these alerts and I want to make sure it's one of us and not someone else.
Yeah, you're just making sure things. Absolutely. You ever go to your subscriptions in your iPhone to see what you're signed up for? If you go to iPhone, it's if you haven't done it before, it just subscriptions, and it shows you every single thing that you're paying for per month. And it's so easy to cancel one through the subscription set up on the iPhone. But every once in a while, I pop that open. I'm like, I didn't realize when I downloaded that app that I'm going to be charged for that app in a couple of days, and you delete it or unsubscribe.
Yeah, it's someone told me a great hack for subscriptions, and I'm going to do this. So what you do if you're subscribing to a service or something is get one of those prepaid Visa cards or prepaid American Express cards. And so, like, let's say it's on your Netflix. Use that as the credit card. So it'll charge it, but it'll eventually run out. So you won't get charged anymore if you want to quit it. If you want to keep doing it, put another one on there. And it's a good reminder if there's some subscriptions that maybe you're not using anymore. You'll get the notification, hey, this didn't go through. And then you can decide then and there, like, hey, am I using it? Okay, I'm just going to cancel it. Or, okay, I am using it. I'll put another credit card on there.
That's super smart. And then God forbid something gets hacked in your phone or someone gets into it. It's just, it's a card that has a limit on it. And yes, you're not going to get taken for it. That's good.
Yes, I thought that was a good idea too. Also this morning, if you're craving a fast food cheeseburger, you're probably not too concerned about what's healthy, but some cheeseburgers are worse for you than others. There's a new study out by nutritionists which ranked the healthiest fast food cheeseburgers. And it was based on things like calories, fat, sugar, sodium, stuff like that. In the end, okay, how do you say this? Because I thought it was one way and I hear it pronounced a different way. The place that's Whataburger. How do you say that?
Whataburger?
That's what I say, Whataburger. But every time I hear someone talk about it, they say Whataburger.
I say Whataburger.
I say Whataburger, but I swear every time someone talks about it, I went to Whataburger. I'm like, Whataburger? Whataburger? It's Wada? And I was like, I thought it was like Whataburger. But maybe I'm just talking to people that have kind of accents or something.
Could be.
I'm not sure. Whataburger was with cheese is number one. It's followed closely by the cheeseburger at In-N-Out. Rally's, a.k.a. Checkers, is a distant third, followed by Culver's, Del Taco, Dairy Queen, Carl's Jr., and then McDonald's. Five Guys is ninth, and then Wendy's. Then there's another drop-off followed by one last chain, Burger King, was scored as the unhealthiest by far. I thought with it being flame grilled and all that it would be one of the most healthy, but I guess not.
You ever drive by the Burger King there in Summerlin? It's like Charleston of the 215 by Best Buy there. When they're grilling the burgers, there's so much smoke coming out of that place. It smells so good, too.
I remember when I'd have class at UNLV, and I'd have to park in a parking lot that was kind of far from my classes, and I'd have to walk right by the In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is cruel. This is cruel that you would do this to college students.
Then the wind changes and then the smell blows on the campus. You're like, it's calling
so
me.
Good. Finally, this morning, there's a new list of the weirdest laws in all 50 states. Some are old laws that really don't apply anymore, and the rest are rarely enforced. But there's some strange ones that are apparently still on the books. Let's start with Nevada, first of all. I think it's strange, but it's not one of the weirdest. Section 24 of the Constitution of the state of Nevada says that no lottery may be authorized, nor may lottery tickets be sold by state and political subdivisions in the battleborn state. The Constitution does give Nevada legislature power to authorize and regulate lotteries, like raffles or drawings, for organizations that are involved in charitable and not-for-profit activities. But just like the no lottery, which is kind of annoying. But anyway, let me give you some of the other ones. California has a weird law in the book. You can't eat frogs that died in a frog jumping competition. That is a law that they have on the books.
Okay, so you got a frog in the competition. He lands the wrong way. You can't save his life. You got to just bury him or dispose of him.
Yeah, if he just dies there like of a heart attack while jumping in this competition, then you can't eat him. Colorado, they have a no upholstery on outdoor furniture law. The exception is if you're selling it in a yard sale. Okay.
Wait, so is that to prevent people from taking their couch and putting it out on the front porch?
Maybe.
To prevent inside furniture being outside?
It says on outdoor furniture. So maybe it's to prevent you bringing outdoor furniture in the inside. by putting upholstery on it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting law.
Kansas has a rule, a law that says kids over 18 can't use playgrounds. So what you
hit, how mean
14 you're out you are out
wait 14 or 18
14
14
I'm you're still a kid.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
that's a fun day too. Take a day to a playground. It's something different.
In Indiana, you cannot catch fish with your bare hands, and no dynamite either to catch fish.
Those are two extremes. If you can catch them with your hands, that's a skill and that's a talent.
I feel like you deserve it if you can catch it with your hands.
And if it's dynamite, that's just lazy. Throw a stick of dynamite in the lake and see what floats.
In New Mexico, there's no dancing while wearing a sombrero. Okay. Where's this one? Mississippi, it says no swearing in public if two or more people are around.
Ew.
If there's only one person, fine. And then in Nebraska, technically, you cannot get married if you have an STD. So those are some of the weird laws.
Oh, that's a good thing. So you have to tell your spouse that at least. Like, hey.
Oh, sorry. The chlamydia knocked you out of here.
Well, guys, we're calling off the wedding. Why? Her chlamydia is acting up, you guys. Uh-oh. 7 o'clock hour, we've got our 7 a.m. social club. We'll be live on Facebook and YouTube the entire hour. And that starts in 2 minutes.
I was in tears last night. I got really choked up and teary-eyed. And it was because I saw someone that had an idol, like someone they idolized growing up, and they got to work with them. Like, they came full circle. I'm talking about J-Hope from BTS. He had a new single released last night called On the Street, and he collaborates with J. Cole in it. And there's all these videos of him as a kid just saying how that's his idol, that's his idol. And this new video comes out last night, the new song, and seeing him on the same song with his idol was just like, oh, I felt so happy for him. It was so cool. And the song was really good. I liked it so much, but I get happy for people when they get to meet their idols or, you know, even collaborate with their
yeah,
idols.
Yeah, it's a huge moment.
It made me think about, like, when I was a kid, who was my idol? Who did I look up to? I actually asked my kids that last night. So I asked Brooklyn. I was like, hey, who is your idol growing up? And she's like, I didn't really have one. You and Dad. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. Like, thank you. But not a celebrity that you really thought was cool that you kind of idolized. And she's like, no, just you and Dad. And I was like, okay, well, that's simple. And I was very appreciative. Sophie gets home last night and I asked her the same question. I was like, who is your idol growing up? And she wrote, and it was actually a text that I sent her. She goes, probably you. Like, not definitely, probably you.
Not sure, Mom, but maybe you.
And then I said again, celebrity-wise, who was it? And she said Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was her idol growing up. Maybe still. Do you remember who your idol was growing up?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple, but if I go to, like, high school years and into college, I was really into Howard Stern. Like, I really looked up to that guy and still do for what he does in radio. But I remember in college, the Private Parts, his movie that came out,
mm-hmm.
I had the movie poster in my bedroom. I was one of the first people to buy his book, Private Parts, and then Howard Stern, Miss America. I was waiting in line to buy that book. I remember seeing his Jackie the Joke Man Martling was a guy that was on his show. I remember to go see his stand-up set. And then I remember Baba Booey was in town with our sister station, and this is like late 90s, going to an event to meet Baba Booey and shaking his hand. I was a huge Howard Stern fan. I was growing my hair out long. I wanted
to
be long,
gosh,
like Howard Stern.
You really were going for it.
Yeah, right? I was all in. I was all in on Howard Stern, and maybe that's the reason why this path of mine in life is going this direction, but huge, huge, huge Howard Stern fan.
Who was your idol growing up? Maybe it was as a kid, as a teenager. I think it says a lot about a person just based on who they kind of idolize. For me, it was when I was younger, it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell, Kelly Kapowski.
Yes.
I just thought she was so cool and she was so nice. Like, I just really liked that she was such a nice person. She wasn't a mean girl. I really liked her a lot. And then as I was growing up in my teen years, it had to be Alanis. I was obsessed with her. I remember my friend, and I went to her first concert. It was at the Paramount Cafe. It wasn't her first concert, but it was the first time she was in Denver. And he, just the other day, he found the ticket stub.
No.
And he's like, do you remember when we went and saw her at the Paramount Cafe? She was just a new artist, just getting started. And the second I saw her, I was obsessed. And it was an 18 and over show, so I was so excited. No, it was an all ages show, but I remember because I saw kids there. I was so excited, though, that I could go. It was so amazing. So I think it has to be Alanis for me.
That's a trip.
I know. I was just obsessed with her.
But Tiffany Amber Thiessen, though, didn't she go to 90210?
She did, yeah, so I followed her there.
Yeah, she turns into your next favorite show.
I was full on distraught because she was not nice on 90210.
Oh,
She turned into a bad girl, and I was shocked. I'm like, how could... Because at first, on that first episode, the debut episode, she was so sweet, da, 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 and the very last scene, it shows her lighting up a joint, and she's like, I hate these people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe
That's
it.
That's right. Wasn't she staying with the Walshes?
Yes.
Yes.
I think she was like the cousin Valerie or something.
Yes, that's right. And didn't Brandon walk in on her smoking the joint?
I don't know.
And she's like, are you going to tell on me? And he's like, no. And then he went and told on her.
Yeah, I think she was found out at some point.
I remember that episode.
Dominique Moshianu, the gymnast, I remember her. She was so good. That's what someone just texted for their idol. Marilyn Monroe, Pat Tillman. Oh, these are all really good. I love that.
That's funny. I see you watching Alanis at the cafe. She's a new artist.
Oh, man. I was an intern at a radio station. Uh-huh. I was just... I just got into it, and they got us the tickets for free. I never have been given free tickets to anything.
Score.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And it was at a cafe. It was crazy.
Tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown. Not just tickets. We got 4 tickets for you this hour. That's coming up at 7:40.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Well, King Charles has added a performer or performers to his coronation. First off, let's kind of recap who's turned down performing. Adele, Harry Styles, Elton John, the Spice Girls, Robbie Williams, Ed Sheeran. They've all passed on the coronation that's coming up here in May. And why are artists passing? Some have a theory that the royal family's recent PR disasters are partly to blame. So who is playing as of now?
I'll guess James Blunt.
No, not James.
Let's see. Tal Bachman.
Tal Bachman. She's so high, not performing.
Duncan Sheik.
Ooh, these are all Mix 94.1 artists from past.
No. Chumbawamba.
Oh, that'd be huge if they had Chumbawamba.
The Verve.
The Verve is not. No.
Natalie Imbruglia.
No.
Semisonic.
Semisonic, no. They play these are all Bite of Las Vegas artists, too. We have a better lineup at Bite of Las Vegas than
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne. Is that Stacey's mom?
Yeah. I used to come out.
Stacey's mom.
They've gone from A-list people to B-list. Then they're starting to go to C-list. I'm just trying to think of someone who would give them a yes because everyone's saying no right now.
Okay, well, here's what we do have. We have Take That minus Robbie Williams.
Who's the...
The star.
The star of that group, basically.
We've got Lionel Richie.
Big star. Give him that.
I think he might back out. I think Lionel might change his mind at some point. And then X Factor alumni Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
Okay, so newly added. 2 people. Okay, first off, this lady right here.
Oh, that's a big guy. Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him that.
And then...
OMC.
How bizarre. You have a huge lineup. I would actually be excited about all these artists. You come out and do 1 song and get off the stage?
The Proclaimers.
Oh, I'm going to be 500 miles.
Yeah. Right Said Fred. Right Said Fred.
That's going to be my new category. A song from someone that's playing at King Charles's coronation.
Oh, man. You got us a short list.
It's not the person singing the song, but it's the man behind the song.
I don't know who the man behind the song is.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh. I was going to say men without hats, but okay.
Safety dance. Let's go back to the Queen's Jubilee over the summer, where we had Queen and Adam Lambert, Diana Ross, Alicia Keys, Elton John, Rod Stewart. Yeah, a year later.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are busy.
They're going to focus more, I think, on the pageantry of the whole thing.
Yes.
Versus
it's
the actual.
It's a big deal.
Big deal this weekend. NASCAR in town. We have the Truck Series tonight, the Xfinity Series Saturday night, and the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. Also, big league weekend. Cincinnati Reds, Oakland Athletics in town this weekend. We were talking about the pandemic yesterday and like when things started to kind of get crazy and everything. I remember big league weekend still took place like right before like the shutdown and things started to close down.
That was the first or the last public thing I ever got to go to. We have our pictures there and we're all hanging out. And then literally like right after that, we were like at home doing puzzles. Remember, we were all buying puzzles. We're like, it'll just be a couple weeks. Let's do some puzzles.
This will be fun.
Oh, this is great. They ran out of puzzles. They didn't have any left. It was crazy.
Yeah, who knew there was a run on puzzles? Weren't people like swapping puzzles? I got a puzzle if you want my puzzle.
It's nuts.
Creed 3 is the big movie that is out this weekend as well. Hey, follow along here. So Larsa Pippen is the ex-wife of former Chicago Bulls star Scottie Pippen. At the moment, she's dating Marcus Jordan, the son of Scottie's former teammate, Michael Jordan.
Oh, gosh, this is awkward.
So Larsa is 48. Marcus is 32. So how is Michael Jordan handling things? Apparently pretty well. On the Tamron Hall show this week, Larsa said that Michael and his wife have given the couple their blessing.
Hmm.
But it sounds like Scottie Pippen isn't thrilled.
No.
He said, he has a right to the way he feels. I personally don't care about what other people think. I feel I live my truth. I'm happy. But that's interesting. She's dating the son of her ex-husband's former teammate.
Yeah, that just, I don't know. Seeing that... That's kind of cool that it's cool that they found love and all that, but it's got to be awkward when, you know, you're hanging with Michael and you're like, remember that time you and Scotty went to this place? And like, oh, honey, don't worry about it. You know?
Oh. You ever learn anything from watching a TV show and applied it into real life?
Oh, yeah. I'm fully convinced I could murder someone thanks to Dexter. I've never applied it to real life, but I know I could.
Okay, picking up those qualities and how he does it and how he covers things up.
I had no idea. There's a lot of intricacies that go into it, and I would never do it, of course, but it was just like... Wow, I didn't even think about that. I get worried about these crime shows. I think they teach people how to commit crimes.
Seriously, watch a season of CSI. Oh my gosh, you'll be sleuthing stuff out left and right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Here's the opposite of killing people. These are examples of when people were able to save lives using things they learned from watching TV. The opposite of Dexter. So there's a 13-year-old autistic student saved his classmate's life by using the Heimlich maneuver that he learned from SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. A man saved his daughter's life by using CPR that he learned from The Office.
Okay.
There was a German doctor that was able to diagnose a patient with severe heart failure after watching House.
Hmm.
Check this out. A contestant on The X Factor got diagnosed with a serious lung disease after Simon Cowell and Sharon Osbourne pointed out a weird rasp in her voice.
Oh, that's scary, but thank goodness she tried out for that show and they pointed that out.
And then the last one, a man was accused of murder, but his appearance in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm gave him an alibi, so he was cleared.
There's like a mini documentary on that whole story. It is crazy. This poor man was at this game and they were ready to just throw him in jail. His lawyer was like, where were you that day? He's like, I was at the Dodger game. And they were like, we can't prove that. And then he remembered that there were cameras there for some reason filming something. And the lawyer's like, okay, so he investigates. He calls the Dodgers. Like, what was going on that day? They said, well, they were doing an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He contacts the producers of the show. He's like, can I please get your footage on the off chance that there's something? They comb through all that footage, and there it is. You see Larry David coming down to find a seat, and the guy comes out of his row and goes up, and they're like, It was there, right in front of their
craziness.
Craziness. It gave me goosebumps watching it.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and watch that today. It was so good.
Amazing stuff. So we have those tickets for WWE Friday Night SmackDown. We've got them this hour at 7:40. That's four tickets to Friday Night SmackDown. It's coming up next.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
On Mix 94.1.
We were just rattling off a bunch of like old 90s artists, one-hit wonders and things like that, and talking about the coronation of King Charles and how they're having a hard time getting entertainment for it. And God bless him, I wish he was still alive because I bet he would do it. George Michael. George Michael.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you?
Listening to George Michael the other day because it came up on the show. Was it Careless Whisper that we were talking about?
Yes, we're talking about the last time the Lady Rebels went undefeated in their division was back in 1985, and I pointed out that this was the number one song in the country the last time the ladies did it.
And you played the clip of Careless Whisper. And I was just listening to it, and I was like, man, I miss George Michael. He was so underrated. Now, I know that he actually, you know, got a lot of accolades and was very popular, but I still feel like he was underrated. What a great song. Like, was Work With Wham, and then he went solo. And so I started listening to some George Michael just to bring back that feeling. Faith. Remember Monkey?
Oh, Monkey, yeah.
The song Father Figure. Oh my gosh.
What was the sex song he had? Or
I
funky?
Want your sex.
Yeah, like in the early 90s. Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Oh, the guy.
This one right here. And there was were there ladies walking down the catwalk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
want your
love. I think that George Michael was so underrated. I think we should explore and start streaming and listening on the radio to these artists that are underrated. Who is another underrated artist, in your opinion, that you just think is amazing? Call us or text us, 702-364-9400. Maybe we can make a playlist like called Underrated, and then we put artists on this list. Because
yes.
I would put three George Michael songs on there. What would you put on there?
You know, I would go with, and I know they still have their fans, but Savage Garden in the late 90s was just unstoppable.
They were good. They were huge at the time. Do you remember? Like, oh my gosh.
Didn't someone get the show's name tattooed on their butt in order to get tickets to go see Savage Garden?
Yes.
Someone out there has the tattoo because they wanted tickets to go see this band. That's how passionate their fans were. And every once in a while, a Savage Garden song will pop up on Mix 94.1, but it's kind of just like they had a massive amount of hits, and then they just went away.
Yeah, I fully support. What about remember the Chicka Cherry Cola?
Oh, yeah, which was that one?
I Want You.
Did you
play that?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, I love that line. Chicka Cherry Cola. That's such a good one. What would you guys put on the underrated artist playlist? We've got George Michael. We've got Savage Garden. Let me check the text line here. Someone just put Christina Aguilera. I don't feel like she's underrated. Do you? Well, maybe she is. I mean, I guess we don't hear a lot from her. Christina Aguilera, she's got one of the best voices I've ever heard.
We're always talking about Britney and Britney Spears songs.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Came together at the same time. But yeah, it's always like we always go to Britney songs or Britney's the Queen and Britney song this and Christina songs. I think it might even be bigger than Britney songs.
You know what? And you just reminded me, whoever texted that, about another female singer that I think is severely underrated. And she just had a song that was huge. Bebe Rexha. Bebe Rexha is so underrated. She has such a great voice and such a great stage presence. I don't remember what concert I went to, but she was the opener and people were going nuts.
Sacrifice when it comes to me. Don't want no compromise. You should be the only body on.
Love her. When it comes to me. Someone just texted us, L. King.
L King is amazing. Oh, L King is so good.
She performed on some award show with Miranda Lambert. So back to the chair. She's amazing. I love your suggestions. Oh my gosh. Do you see them rolling in now? There's so many. I don't know how I'm going to get to all these.
I got to look it up. L King's song, America's Sweetheart. Oh my gosh. That's kick
we
your teeth in so
that.
Good.
Don't we have that? I know
do we have America's
that.
Sweetheart? I love that song. It is so good. It deserved much more respect on the radio. Oh, right here. It's just passion and spitfire coming from Elle. Here she goes.
No, there ain't nothing that I gotta prove. Wow. You think your words will make me black and blue, but I think I'm pretty with these old boots on. I think it's funny when I drink too
yes,
much.
Yes, that's such a good one.
You try and change me.
Some of the texts coming in. Britney couldn't hold a candle singing-wise next to Christina. Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
A lot of people say that. Arctic Monkeys, Daniel Bedingfield, Matt Nathanson, Dido is underrated. Blanco Brown, Alessia Cara, Roxette. These are great, you guys. Howie Day, Lifehouse, BB Mac, Camila Cabello. This one says, my cousin would fight for Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, just you have the whole Genesis run and take Phil outside of Genesis? Man, what an artist.
So these are so good. I'm fully going to make a playlist with these artists. I am going to screenshot this right now or take a picture of it.
Let's give high five to some of the parents. So Phil Collins created Lily Collins?
Yes.
Okay, and then L. King's dad is Rob Schneider.
Yes, right.
Creating these great kids.
You can do it.
You can do it.
That's how she became successful. He encouraged her.
Yeah, he did it. Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you got for us?
Okay, we're going to talk about the top cities and states that we would move to if money was not an issue. You didn't have to worry about the cost of living there, money, unlimited bank account. What city or state would you move to? Also, do you find that nepotism is common in your workplace? We're going to talk about some new polling here. And the newest TikTok trend has people eating this in the shower. What is it? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And we need to get a winner. Let's talk to Maria, your caller 20.
Oh, my God. So awesome.
Congratulations. You got 4 tickets to WWE SmackDown happening at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
You're going to have a blast, Maria. Hold on 1 second. And we've got tickets, lots of tickets still to come this morning. Next hour, 8:25, your tickets to go see Katy Perry. And then don't forget, 9 o'clock hour, 9:40, tickets for you to go see Weezer.
Let's go.
Here we go.
3, 2.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, so let's talk about if money was not a factor, what the number one dream city to live in would be for you. We're talking cities in the U.S., not other countries. Well, a new survey just looked into it, and Los Angeles got the most votes. It came in number one on this poll. Atlanta was a close second, followed by Austin. Then it's a 5-way tie between Dallas, Boston, New York, Miami, and Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah, right there. The top 5 states we'd want to live in are California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, and Colorado. And according to the poll, Florida was the top state that people moved to last year. California was the top state that people moved out of. A couple of other stats. If money were no object, 40% of us would want to live in a city and 29% would choose the suburbs. 31% would want to be out in the country. Which one would you pick? City, suburbs, or country?
Country.
The country?
Yeah, in the country. Like Wyoming or something, you know, on a big ranch out there with wide open spaces. Just walk outside and see nothing but big sky out there. That's what I would want.
I would pick suburbs. I want to have the conveniences of a city, but not as busy of a city. So I would pick suburbs on that. The top reasons people moved last year were to have a better quality of life, a lower cost of living, and to get a bigger place. Also this morning, a new poll by YouGov finds that Americans believe that the practice of nepotism, showing favoritism to friends or family members in the workplace, is very prevalent in many industries. The poll asked Americans, how common is it in 10 fields of work? And they found that it's seen as especially widespread in politics, as well as business and acting. Now, while nepotism may be viewed as prevalent, Americans don't necessarily think it's a problem, because 3/4 of people say helping connect a friend or family member with a job is a good or neutral practice, while only 16% of people think it's bad. And many Americans have engaged in some form of nepotism themselves. 42% say they've connected a friend or family member with a job opportunity, and 35% have themselves been connected with one in this way.
How do you think J-Love, our boss, you know, would rank his favorites here in the building as far as on-air staff? In what order do you think he'd rank them?
I don't know. What would you say?
You'd be number one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't you think, Steph?
Yeah. I think that Mercedes would definitely be first.
I was going to say Steph.
Really?
I was going to say Steph would be number one.
I am Mercedes number one. I would put Steph two. I would put me three. And then Heather. I'm sorry, I got to rank them. I would put Heather four.
I was going to say Steph, me, you, Heather.
Aww.
What do you think, Steph?
I was going to say Mercedes, JC, Heather, than me.
No, you're
not last. You're just saying that to be nice.
No,
yeah.
You're not last. I guarantee you are not last.
Really?
He loves you. He Aww. Loves you.
Well, he did hook me up with a dentist, but other than that.
Not the anesthesia, but the dentist.
He did give me a dentist, yes.
And then I would put Mitch Kelly, who does our traffic, underneath Heather. So Heather's not last.
Oh, okay.
We have Mitch underneath Heather.
Yeah.
Aw, poor Mitch.
Mitch's like, why are you dragging me into this?
I just don't want to make Heather to be last.
Yeah. I don't think she would care.
That's
honestly.
Name there. It's J Love's ranking. That's, you know what, J Love? Yeah, I'm just in my mind of J Love, that's where I would go.
Well, Steph, can you see if you can get him on so
yeah.
you can get the actual answer from
oh,
him?
Oh, boy. I don't think he will, but let's try. Okay.
Let's see who is the closest on that.
He's picking like DJs on our sister station first.
No, he can't. It's got to be strictly mixed.
Staff,
mixed.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, there is a new trend of TikTok on TikTok of people eating oranges in the shower. And in the realm of TikTok trends, this seems to be one of the less dangerous and obnoxious ones. So supposedly eating an orange in the shower has several benefits, including it's less of a mess. You know, peeling and eating an orange is messy in general, but being in the shower makes it easy to rinse off. You get this enhanced sensory experience, apparently. The shower's heat is supposed to enhance the smell and taste of oranges. So your shower may smell and feel like a fancy hotel or spa. And then citrus fruits obviously have other benefits. More citrus in your diet, it's a good thing. Great source of vitamin C. And only about 10 to 12% of adults in the U.S. are getting enough daily fruits and vegetables. So they're saying this is an actual good trend, eating your oranges in the shower. And I know we're all distracted because we got J-Love on the phone. Good morning, J-Love.
Really?
What?
I can't believe you guys are going to call me. And I know what you guys are going to ask me, and I'm not going to say anything.
You have to.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. JC asked the question, and he came up with his ranking, and then Steph and I came up with our ranking. We got to see if one of us is even close.
You guys are all equal.
No.
It's not true.
It's not
true.
It's fine, but the
you
ranking,
guys are all my favorites.
I go in your mind, J-Love, you rank a Mercedes number one, Steph number two, I'm your third favorite, and then Heather Collins is your fourth favorite.
I am not going to let you guys put me in this position so that you guys can use that against me for the rest of my life.
I would never use that against you. Even if I wasn't first, I wouldn't. Yeah, why don't you just say I'm last? Because you know I won't take it personally.
Oh, boy. I am not. No, I can't. I can't.
Wait.
No, I can't do it.
J-Love, you're on the air, so you got to rank yourself. Would you be underneath Heather or put yourself above Heather?
I'll put myself.
You put yourself above her.
Dang.
Oh, you guys are dirty boy for real.
I would change J-Lo likes himself the most, and then Mercedes is number two.
What if we had to rank the past program directors of Mix 94.1?
Oh.
Yeah, why don't you guys do that? Because you guys would put me in a situation where there's no winning there.
I would put you at number two on that one. There's only one that I liked better than you.
Mike Marino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Come on. Are you serious?
He gave me my start. He's the one that hired me here. I owe him my life. He gave me everything on a platter, you know?
I would go Mike Marino, Duncan. Justin.
Oh.
Charisse.
Oh, dude, that's a low blow.
Brandon Bell, he was here.
Kevin Maxwell, when he was here for a month.
I guess I deserve this. It doesn't matter how many times you guys do this, I am not going to give you my list.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to move up higher in JC's ranking? Come on.
Come on, man. No.
Okay, Jay, rank general managers.
No.
You know, you're just going to say Dan's number one?
All right, so Mercedes, you rank your daughters.
Oh, that's easy. No, just kidding.
We got to go. We're running late.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's not fair. Those are my children.
Yeah,
it's coworkers.
It's
coworkers.
Exactly. Love them both equally the same. Let's see your 8 o'clock hour. We have those tickets for you to go see Katy Perry, 8:25 when you win Heads Up.
Today is Employee Appreciation Day, and we just found out that we have a meeting now with Jay Love, probably to tell us.
We have a meeting with him?
Yeah, after that conversation.
Oh, my gosh. We asked Jay to rank his favorite employees, and he refused to, but we think we were trying to figure it out ourselves.
Hey, on that note, I think that this would be a perfect time to do a couple quick rounds of rank 'em, where I give you guys... three or four things, and you have to rank them on which is better. Okay.
Love it. Always fun doing this.
Okay. So, let's start with something like soda flavors, random sodas. Okay. Rank them: Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, root beer, cherry Coke, or cream soda.
Rank them, or what's your favorite?
Rank them.
Like Dr. Pepper, root beer. I'm trying to write them down. Cherry Coke.
Mountain Dew and cream soda.
Dr. Pepper, root beer, cream soda. I haven't in a while. So, but cream soda and then Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew would be last.
Yeah.
You don't like Mountain Dew?
I don't like the Dew. You like the Dew?
I do. I haven't had it in years, but I used to love that as a kid. That was my coffee.
Because a lot of caffeine, right?
Yeah. It has the most caffeine. Steph, here's one for you, okay?
Okay.
Best way to enjoy music. An iPod. A record, a CD, or a tape? Rank them.
Oh, radio's not on there?
No.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
Devices.
Okay, devices. I'm going to go first choice, record, classic. Second, I'll go iPod. I don't even know if I have my iPod still.
Did you guys ever have the iPod mini that you clipped off?
So cool. Really cool if you had that.
I loved that thing.
It was so hard to see because you didn't know what songs were going to play next.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it didn't have a screen.
Yeah.
And then third, I'll go CD. And then fourth, I'll go tape.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Give yourself the next one.
The next one. Okay. Scooby-Doo team.
Ooh.
Shaggy, Fred, Daphne, Velma, or Scooby-Doo? Number one, Shaggy. Two, Scooby-Doo. Three, Velma. Four, Daphne. Five, Fred. How would you rank those ones?
I would go, is Scrappy-Doo in there?
No.
Yeah, no one likes Scrappy-Doo. I would go, Scooby?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the blonde hair guy?
Fred.
That thing was cool.
Ugh.
Shaggy?
Uh-huh.
Shaggy annoyed me for some reason.
He was so funny. He was always like
high.
So high.
And then who's the one with the glasses?
Velma. Uh-huh.
And then Fred's girlfriend.
Daphne
last.
You are a liar. I can just see you as a little kid and you had the biggest crush on Daphne. You had the biggest
crush
on her.
She was very sexy. She did have sex appeal.
Okay, Steph. Spice Girls. Rank them. Scary, posh, ginger, baby, sporty. No ice. No ice spices
on there. Hold on. Okay. I got to remember them. They're scary, baby, posh,
ginger, and sporty.
Ginger. Ooh. My favorite as a kid was Baby, but lately it's been Sporty. I'm going to go Sporty's one. That's my girl. Number two, I'll go Posh. Love me some Victoria Beckham. And then Scary, then Ginger.
So was where was Baby?
Oh, I guess Baby's last.
Oh, okay. She used to be your favorite, and she got kicked out in the last
place. She went
down.
That's
so sad.
Mercedes, rank these intersections.
Oh, gosh.
Ford Apache and Trop. Eastern and Flamingo. Desert Inn and Valley View.
Ford Apache and Trop. Desert Inn and Valley View. And Flamingo and Eastern.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, how would you rank those?
I would go Ford Apache and Trop, Eastern and Flamingo, and then DI and Valley View.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why did you pick those three random
intersections?
Of all the intersections, that's so
random.
I had to like mentally like think of, okay, where is that? Okay, gotcha.
I believe there's a lot going on at Eastern and Flamingo. It's been a long time since I've been down at
there's
Eastern and Flamingo. But there's
happening.
A lot happening.
Yeah.
You need stuff, you go to Eastern and Flamingo. It's got everything.
I had a guy like knock on my car window there a couple of weeks ago and just wave at me and then walk away. I was like, what?
That's what they don't do that.
I had 911 ready to go. I was like, what's happening?
DI and Valley View, that doesn't happen. You only get that fun at Eastern and Flamingo.
DI and Valley View. That's Decatur and Valley.
If you're going west, the DI Super Arterial, that's where your first stoplight's right there.
I like that one. I like that place. That's my shortcut on the way home from Channel 8.
Do you go with the light or you turn right on?
I turn right.
Yeah, you turn right.
That's my
prior
shortcut.
To that. Yeah,
I
you turn
that.
Prior. Okay, coming up, 8:25, tickets to go see Katy Perry. We've got your tickets to go see Katy Perry coming up in just about 5 minutes.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You're our guest vetoer this morning for the Oh Wow Wheel. You will decide if the song plays. Wherever it lands. Oh, my gosh. JC just destroyed the microphone. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. So the microphone was up against the wheel, and he spun it, and then the wheel caught the microphone.
Look at
just to. You did break it. We need some more of those bands. Steph, will you ask engineering for some?
Yes.
This is seriously something that just happened live. Anyway, he just.
You broke the bands of the microphone, JC?
I bent the metal of the microphone.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Holy cow. Ooh.
I hope you have to, you're going to have to pay for that, right?
No.
Get out of your paycheck today.
No.
All right. Well, it did stop and the wheel has landed on Stephanie.
Yay.
Okay, Steph, what was your category and what song? If you get the veto, it goes to JC.
Okay.
What is your category and what song did you pick?
Okay, my category today is a song that would be in the soundtrack of your life. And I envisioned this song being like the last song right before my credit scene, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Ooh. Jackie, what do you think? Do you like this song or do you want to veto it?
I say let's play it.
Yay!
Yay! It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel.
And we said Oh Wow, not just because of the song, but because JC broke a microphone trying to spin the wheel. And someone just texted, did you catch JC breaking the wheel on camera? No, unfortunately, we did not. That would have been funny. It's not just the bands. It's the side that you completely bent.
Yeah, the wheel bent it.
Oh.
The wheel bent
it. Yes, the wheel.
That I spun. But yeah, the bands are together, but that solid metal that it just bent. It's like now a curve. We tested it, but everything still works, though, so we're still good.
Everything is good. So that was Steph's pick for the Oh Wow Wheel. Her category was a song that would be on the soundtrack to your life. Now, if she would have gotten the veto, JC, it would have gone over to you. What was your category and what was your song?
My category was a song that with the title has a place in the title. And I was going to take everyone to Paradise City.
Where is Paradise City?
Paradise City, it's just north of Los Angeles.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Actually, here's the funny thing. So Steph put the song in the system. Did you know Paradise City is like 6 minutes and 30 seconds long?
Oh, is it?
So I did an edit, and if it would have landed on me, I had a 2 minute and 30 second version of Paradise City ready to go.
I didn't didn't know it was an actual place. I had no idea about that.
Oh, I'm being very sarcastic, but hey, it's paradise. I'm sure there's a paradise city somewhere.
I thought you were being serious. I did not hear the sarcasm. I'm like, wow, I never heard of Paradise City north of Los Angeles. It sounds like it would be in Florida for some reason. That's what I thought. I was like, is it in Florida? Or it's just a made-up fictional place. I'm sure they're, I don't know. But so it's not in L.A.? You were joking?
I was joking, but okay. It does sound like a retirement community. Welcome to Paradise City. Senior living at its finest.
The grass is green and the girls are pretty. So I was not in the mix this week, but my pick was a song that reminds you of one of your siblings. And I have songs for all of them, but I thought, you know what? Let's go with Mario this week. And I picked this song for Mario because he taught himself how to play this song on the guitar. And I love when I go home because I'll always play it for me. And it's Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Save tonight and fight the break of dawn.
Every time I hear this song, I think of little Mario.
We had him in here somewhere. I gotta find it because he played it for us once on the phone.
Did?
He did, yeah. We made it a mashup. I gotta find it. It's somewhere in here, either in the Vox Pro or in the system. But I remember he played it on his guitar, and then we mixed it with the actual song.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah,
I don't remember
awesome.
Doing
that's
that.
Cool.
That's cool. So there you go. Oh Wow Wheel. Man, that's a memorable Oh Wow Wheel. That's for sure.
It really was. We go from that to Heads Up, and we want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a great prize.
We have tickets to see Katy Perry. She will be in town for her play residency over at Resorts World. And we've got your tickets right now. Just be caller 20. You get to pick your partner. Your category will be scientist. Since today's Friday, we only have one category left. So caller 20, you're playing for these Katy Perry tickets. 702-364-9400. I love this idea. But I'm not sure how it works. Explain. JC just said, hey, I want to do a bracket style thing in honor of the big basketball tournament that's going to be coming up this this month. But you want to take a different spin on it?
Yes, it's not madness. I'm talking about gladness.
Okay. So our third month of the year gladness bracket.
Yes.
You got to be very careful on how you use
certain
phrases.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what is this gladness? Not madness, but gladness.
Gladness.
Thing.
These are all little things that happen in life, little things that make you happy. So let's take all these little things that make us happy and find the best one out of the bunch, okay?
Okay.
So round one here, receiving a surprise pizza. You're not expecting pizza. Someone brings pizza in for lunch. Matt comes home with pizza. Or having exact change to buy an item.
Oh, I got to go with exact change, man. It's a rarity that that happens because I usually don't carry cash. But the other day, gosh, we were somewhere and they were like 32. And I was like, it was like $1.32. And I had a dollar. And I'm like, let me just check if I do. And I had 32 cents.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
That is awesome. Oh, I don't have to put it on my debit card. That's so embarrassing when you put a tiny little amount on it. I'm like, oh, so I would definitely go with that. Which one would you go with?
You know what? Did you say that I would go exact change? Because I went to Starbucks. I was buying a couple drinks and I had a gift card. And I used the gift card. And the lady says, you owe 62 cents. So I got my debit card out to give for 62 cents.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. Dang it.
Okay, next one. Having the whole plane aisle to yourself.
That.
Oh, it trumps anything.
I don't even know. I don't even care what the other one is.
The other one, the car in front of you buying your coffee or meal in a drive-thru.
I still take the airplane one.
Plane.
That is the best when you have no one. Oh, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I love the coffee thing. That's great. What do you think?
Yeah, so if you get on that flight, I don't care what airline you're on, that's better than first class. You have an entire row to yourself.
Especially if it's a longer flight. Oh my gosh, that is incredible.
Okay, finding fries at the bottom of your fast food bag or waking up ahead of your alarm clock.
I don't like waking up ahead of my alarm clock, so I'm going to go with the French fries. What about you?
I'm right there with you on these.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling. Alarm goes off at 3 a.m. I wake up and I'm like, oh, I bet you have another 20, 30 minutes of sleep or an hour of sleep. And it says 2:58. Oh.
It happened to me this morning. 3:12. I looked at the clock and I'm like, I have 18 minutes left. Don't do this to me.
Oh.
I was so angry.
the pain. Okay, next one here. Hitting all green lights in a row or a vending machine that gives you two items. You pay for one, but you get two.
I would have to go with the green lights. I don't really get anything out of vending machines. Do you?
I buy water here, so if I got two waters...
That would be nice.
It would be nice. Yeah, I would go with the two.
Okay.
When you buy chips or something, you get two bags of chips. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
But I'm gonna write yours down here. So do you want me to go... That was the West Coast Division. Do you want me to go to the East Coast Division?
Yeah, let's go to the East Coast Division.
Okay, East Coast Division here. We have your child sleeps through the night.
Okay.
Or peeling a hard-boiled egg in one shot.
I don't even have to think about this. Your child sleeping through the night. When they're babies, that first time, and you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, I got to go check and make sure they're still breathing. Because you're like, they should have cried by now. What's going on? It is the best feeling when they start sleeping through the night.
Oh, I don't have kids, so I'm going to say the peeled egg. But I'm jotting down your answers here. Okay. So the child sleeping through the night. Kisses from a puppy or being pulled over and only getting a warning.
I love puppy kisses, but the pulling over with only the warning, oh, that is like such a relief. Because puppy kisses, like they'll always be there, but that does not happen very often, you know?
Right? Ugh. You've watched all episodes of a show, and a new series suddenly drops. You think you're going to be done? They're like, hey, season 3's out this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Or finding money in your pocket.
I think finding money in my pocket, that's always a treat. What about you?
It's like a gift to yourself from the past. You find a buck or two. But think of your favorite show you're into and all of a sudden, like, oh, man, that's so good. Like, wait, the new season's out this weekend?
That's always nice, but I'll find something regardless.
Okay, step on a scale and you've lost weight without trying. Or getting warm towels out of the dryer.
Oh, stepping on the scale and losing weight without trying. You're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yes, for sure.
Okay, so we go back to the West Coast here. The exact change or having the row of seats to yourself?
Seats to yourself.
Okay.
This is the gladness bracket for the month of March.
Yes. The next round would be then finding the French fry at the bottom of your bag.
Uh-huh.
Against hitting all green lights.
All green lights.
Okay. So we go back to the East Coast bracket. Child sleeping throughout the night against the warning when you get pulled over instead of a ticket.
Ooh. Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the ticket, the getting the warning.
Warning advances.
Yeah.
Okay. Finding money in your pocket or stepping on a scale and realize you've lost weight without trying.
The scale, for sure.
Okay.
Now we're back to the West Coast.
Yeah, back
the
to
finals.
The West Coast. We're in the final four.
Oh, my gosh.
The entire row of seats to yourself.
Yeah.
Or hitting all green lights.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go the row of seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go the row of seats.
Oh, they're the number one seed.
That's so amazing.
Okay, go back to the East Coast, the final two here in the East Coast. The warning, getting pulled over, no ticket, just a warning against stepping on a scale and losing weight without realizing it.
I'm going to go with the warning.
Oh, yeah, wow.
The
here
warning.
We go.
Yeah.
The grand championship.
Oh, gosh, this is tough.
An entire row of seats to yourself on a flight. Or getting pulled over and just getting a warning.
The champion for the gladness bracket in the month of March is the warning.
The warning!
Yes, I go with the warning. What would you do in that final two?
I mean, think about it. A seat is fantastic. You're flying like a 5-hour flight. You get it all to yourself, but... Instead of getting a speeding ticket and getting points, having to go to court, traffic school, getting out of a ticket with a warning for me all the way.
Yeah, I like that. The month of March gladness bracket. See how we work our way around that?
Yeah, the month of March gladness. Fantastic. We'll have to find some other ones we can do.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that. Those are little things that you just don't appreciate, and now I'm going to look at them completely different.
Next week will be sadness, the things that make you sad.
Sadness bracket. Then gladness.
Yes.
Then fadness.
We did fadness.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, last week, remember?
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
And garbage patch.
Patch kids, yeah. Or pale kids. No, Was that it?
Cabbage Patch Kids won, I think.
Was it garbage or cabbage?
Cabbage.
It was cabbage, yeah.
Cabbage.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That was fast, too. Hot 3's coming up next. What do you got for us?
Okay, when you finally get a chance to wind down at night, what's the exact time that that usually happens? We're going to talk about that. Also, scientists advises doing this to be healthier, to fight against the negative effects on your health. And you're not going to believe what it is. A lot of people are going to be really happy about this. And a couple discovered that this was living in their Vegas hotel room. What was it? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
Let's go. Here we go.
3, 2.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
A new study of adults revealed that life is largely dedicated to hard work, with more than 10 hours of the average person's 15-hour day spent working. And even after the typical 8-hour workday, people still need to spend at least 2 hours more on errands and personal chores. And despite having 7 hours of free time at home, only less than half of that time is devoted to actually relaxing or enjoying the home. And as a result, 38% of adults say that they feel like they just don't have enough time to properly enjoy their home or where they live. Now, according to this study, they found that 41% of people spend more time away from home during this time than the rest of the year. And that led to the conclusion in the study that most people don't officially wind down from their day until 7:47 p.m. in the evening.
Ooh, what's your wine? Okay, I think it's different on weekends. Weekday unwinding time, what is it for you?
It's late. It really is, because I usually finish my work about 9:15 for the show. If I can get a really early start, like if I start at 2:30 or 3, I can get it done by like 4:30 or so. But on average, I don't start until after dinner, yeah, which is 7 o'clock. So, yeah, it takes me a couple hours. It's late. It's really bad. What about you?
Weeknights, yeah, it's that 8 o'clock hour, between 8 and 8:30. So last night, I got my work done on the earlier side. Laura's been going to bed early, so she went to bed at like 7:45 last night. And so I went back downstairs and just kind of sat on the couch and just kind of played on my phone and just put on a show and just chilled. So, yeah, it's 8 o'clock during the week. Weekends.
Weekends? Oh, I'm just wound down completely. I shut it all off. It's a total wind down for me. What about you?
I mean, like think about like Saturday. You wake up, you get to do some errands and stuff. Okay. So Saturday doing errands and stuff. I like to be home if we're staying in, home, and kind of just everything's done in 4:30. 5 o'clock at the latest. Sit down, make a cocktail, figure out what we're doing for dinner. So 4:30, 5 o'clock on the weekends.
I think on the weekends for me, it's like 1:30. It's because I always take a nap on the weekends. Yeah. That's when I go down for my nap. I work out in the morning. I do my errands. I eat lunch at like 12:30 after lunch. I watch TV for a minute. And then I'm like, it's always the same thing. I say the same thing to the family. Okay, I'm going to take a nap. And I just go upstairs.
Oh, I love it.
They don't see me.
Love it, love it.
Finally, this morning here, or no, this is the second story. Here's some news that you're going to be really happy to hear on a Friday. Red wine is good for you as long as you drink as many different varieties as possible. And the best part? This comes from Dr. Tim Spector, who is a renowned British epidemiologist who specializes in diet and microbiome. A specialist says this, so don't feel guilty. He suggests we should try to drink thousands of different types of red wines to improve our health, as a range of grape varietals can boost our immune system, fight disease, and even improve mental health. Why red wine? Well, he says it's good for the microbiome. It's high in polyphenols, which gut microbes use as an energy source. And to compare white wine, it has a third fewer polyphenols than red. So red is definitely the way to go to get the health benefits. And he says, don't just stick with the same wine. Get out there. Try hundreds or thousands of different grape varieties that we generally don't enjoy. Let's get those rare ones back on the map again, because those could be helping you nourish really healthy gut microbes inside you and improve your health. Now, he's not suggesting anyone drink in excess. Quite the opposite. As his research shows, more than half a bottle of wine actually has a negative impact on our microbiome. So stick to a glass or two of red.
I can do that. Do you have a go-to? Because tonight we're staying in, decided maybe get a nice bottle of red, the Pinot Noir tonight, which you haven't had in a while. Is there? Do you have a go-to wine that you like, Pinot Noir?
What's your price range?
Let's go $20 to $30.
There is a Pinot that I like that is in that range. It's got the wax on the top of it. It's a red wax. What is the name of that? Let me see if I can find it. It's a, oh, Belle Gloss. Belle Gloss. B-E-L-L-E-G-L-O-S. It's okay. Got like, it's like dipped in red wax. So it's the whole top of the bottle is red.
Uh-huh.
It's a good mid-range price. It's about $35, if I remember correctly. So that would be the
Laura's worth it.
With.
Okay.
Wow. Laura, did you hear that? You're worth $35.
She's worth it. I'll bump it up.
All right. Finally, this morning, this is one of those Vegas stories that you hear about. And it happened a couple of weeks ago. A couple was staying over at the Excalibur and they noticed something really, like some weird stuff was happening in their room. And things seemed to be knocked over in the bathroom. There were sounds in the walls. And then they saw what appeared to be like urine in the shower. So they're like kind of freaking out and they found out it was a cat.
What?
They woke up one night at 4 a.m. and it was just standing in their room looking at them.
Could you imagine?
Cat. They called security, but it was really hard to get the cat out because it had discovered a hiding place underneath the sink and there was a small crevice and the staff actually had to take the cabinet apart to get the cat out. The couple later found out that the previous guest had reported losing their cat. Although it was not believed to be in the room, they thought it had snuck out of the room, but it was in the room. It had been 6 days since that guest had left and the couple had been there for 3 days.
Oh.
So the cat apparently survived by coming out at night and drinking toilet water. Anyway, the cat's fine. It's since been reunited with its rightful owner, but in a strange twist... The couple in the room, they were both veterinarians who were in town for that veterinary conference. I said that was the same weekend. It was my daughter's volleyball tournament. And we saw all these vets, like it was vets and volleyball players all over the place. So they actually documented the whole experience on TikTok. It's kind of funny if you want to check it out.
That's all. At first I thought you say it was Merlin from Tournament of Kings.
No.
He was up there in the room like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Behold, would you like maid service today?
We have the Friday Rewind starts in 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is now time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
This is when we take it back to an earlier year, and we listen to a song from that year backwards, trying to identify it. Ready?
I'm ready. Okay, so we're going to go back to... We don't do it too often. We're going 80s.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So going back to 1988. As far as TV in 1988, in March of 88, The Wonder Years and America's Most Wanted were premiering. If you're going to the movies, the big one, Police Academy 5.
Oh, man. I'm never going to get this.
Okay. Ready? Here it is in reverse. Here's your song.
I got it.
Oh!
I love you for picking this too. Father Figure by George Michael. Oh,
yes.
I'm so excited. Yay.
This,
we were just talking about George Michael earlier today.
I think you got everyone wanting some George Michael when you were talking about how underrated he is.
Oh, I love this. I love this. I'm so happy. And it took me like no time at all. I was all mad. I'm like, why are we going to the 80s? And now I'm like, yay, we're going to the 80s.
We don't need no poison. This was the number one song in the country in March of 1988. It's George Michael, Father Figure, Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending is on Mix 94.1.
Haunted Mansion is trending this morning. It is a star-studded cast in the teaser trailer for Disney's Haunted Mansion movie, which was just released yesterday. The movie was inspired by the Disney attraction of the same name, and it tells the story of a young woman played by Rosario Dawson who moves into the haunted manor with her son, and they soon realize that there are some other house guests in there, so they decide to call in a team to help them out. Here's a little bit of that.
Other more powerful entities may come through.
Not on our watch.
Well, what are you going to do? Seriously.
Yeah. They're already dead.
Yeah. They're going to be deader.
Okay.
They soon realize that it's a little harder than expected. The movie also stars Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito, Dan Levy, Jamie Lee Curtis, Jared Leto. It's a huge cast for this movie.
Yeah, it's a monster cast. It's awesome.
It looks good, too. It looks funny.
It's live action, right? It's not like comedy. Yeah. It's live action. Oh, that's cool.
Live action. So that is trending. Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj are trending this morning. So their song, Beauty and the Beat, which came out 11 years ago, guys, it just recorded its biggest streaming day of all time on Spotify. Why? Well, the sudden popularity is being attributed to the drama between Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber. Why? What does the song have to do with that? Well, there's a part in the song where Nicki raps, and she raps about Selena and Justin's relationship at the time. And it's what she says about Selena that we think has made the song popular again. Here's the line.
I gotta keep my eye out for Selena.
That's the part that people say is likely causing the increase in streaming, because the fans that are streaming this are all Team Selena. So that is why. According to chart data, Beauty and the Beat amassed 485,000 streaming units,
which is
nuts. So that is trending. And then KFC is trending. They just announced that they're bringing back their infamous Double Down sandwich for the first time in almost a decade. It's the one with the two fried chicken patties instead of buns. There's no bread. There's just chicken patty, bacon, cheese, sauce, and then another chicken patty on top. It debuted in 2010 after they announced it in an April Fool's Day press release. People thought it was a joke, but it was, in fact, very real. It's 950 calories. That's almost twice as many as a Big Mac.
Ooh.
Yeah, they brought it back for a few weeks in 2014. They haven't sold it in the U.S. since then, so it's been about 9 years. It's going to hit their menu next Monday as a limited time only thing, and it'll be around for 1 month this time if you want to try it, and that's what's trending.
A couple of things. The Friday Rewind continues. Is there a song you want to hear? You can call or text us the song at 702-364-9400. And then your tickets to go see Weezer, that's coming up here in just about 15 minutes.
Greed.
Turn that mic on over there. Does it work?
Hello?
That's the one that got smashed during the Oh Wow Wheel.
This poor microphone has seen better days, I'll say that.
The mic sounds better.
It does?
Sounds, yeah.
You fixed something. Who knew?
I fixed it. So don't come at me.
That is it for us on a Friday. We hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. And make sure you're listening next week, because guess what we have? Taylor Swift tickets. Oh, yeah. She's going to be here March 25th. People are going to go crazy for these tickets.
They are. Run through the streets.
Ah! You must have these tickets. So make sure you are listening. We'll also have tickets to our Spring Fling and Charlie Puth tickets. So that is all on the way. Everyone, have a great weekend. See you then. Bye.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.